This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Federal Parliament elects chairpersons of 12 thematic committees. Communications Minister Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha says the arrangement to print and hand over license within 24 hours of paying revenue after trial pass comes into implementation. Labour Ministry mandates overseas recruitment agencies to comply with relevant provisions. And Iran says Strait of Hormuz is completely open to commercial ships for a reminder of ceasefire. Trump welcomes the move, thanking Iran. Now the news in detail. 10 parliamentary committees under the House of Representatives and 2 joint committees have got chairpersons today. The newly elected chairpersons of the parliamentary committee took oath of office and secrecy in presence of Speaker Dul Prasad Oral at the Parliament Secretariat in Singh Darbar today itself. Dr. Krishna Hari Budhathoki has been elected chairperson of Finance Committee, while Sumnima Uddas, chairperson of International Relations and Tourism Committee, Rahabar Ansari, chairperson of the Industry and Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare Committee, and Samiksha Baskota, chairperson of Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee. Similarly, Hari Dhakal has been elected the chairperson of State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, and Bharat Bahadur Kharka, the chairperson of Public Accounts Committee. Similarly, Ashish Gajral has been elected chairperson of Women and Social Affairs Committee, Ashok Chaudhary of Agriculture, Cooperative and Natural Resources Committee, and Dr. Wajaspi Sherson of Education, Health and Information Technology Committee. Under the Joint Committee of the Federal Parliament, Bodh Narayan Shrestha became chairperson of the Parliamentary Heading Committee, while Ganesh Karki of Monitoring and Evaluation of the Implementation of the Directive Principles. Among 12 companies, 11 got chairpersons from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and 1 Public Account Committee from major opposition the Nepali Congress. All chairpersons assumed offices today itself. Speaker Dul Prasad Oral has said that the law drafting would be moved ahead in a speedy manner, upholding the constitution, laws, process and procedures. In the discussion with the Journalist Society for the Parliamentary Affairs Nepal today, Speaker Oral clarified that it is necessary to pay attention to the matter, as the citizens will immediately benefit them if laws are drafted in prompt manner in the Parliament. Speaker Oral also urged support by pointing out the deficiencies observed and encountered during performance. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha says that the government is currently prioritizing the improvement of public service delivery. He said that the efforts are underway to end the situation where citizens had to wait for a long time to obtain license even after passing the trial. During the inspection at Security Printing Center at Panoti Municipality 5 in Kabri District, Minister Dr. Timal Sinha stated that from today, arrangement has been implemented to print and hand over the license within 24 hours of paying the revenue after passing the trial. The Communications Minister also announced that the license printing process is being accelerated and there is a goal to have all remaining license printed by coming July the 16th. The agencies acquiring license to process the travel of workers for foreign jobs have been mandated to clearly disclose the name, contact number and locations of the focal person while applying for pre-approval through foreign employment demand letters. According to a notice issued by the Department of Foreign Employment on Friday, there is a provision requiring such agencies to demand workers and publish about it in national dailies, notifying the department to this regard. A decision has been made to classify the disaster-related issues raised by the members of the House of Representatives in discussions with the Prime Minister Bilendra Saha and to prioritize them on the basis of risk within 3 days. Similarly, it has decided to complete the work that can be done within the current fiscal year by the 29th of June. The meeting of the officials from the Disaster Rescue Reduction and Management Bodies held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers also decided to ascertain the necessary resources for potential disaster rescue reduction in the upcoming dry and rainy seasons and to request any shortfall within 3 days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajile
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Non-resident ambassador of Lithuania to Nepal, Diana Mikvivin, has paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kunal today. During the meeting held at Foreign Ministry, they discussed the issues of further strengthening Nepal-Lithuania relations, identifying the new areas of collaboration and expanding support, according to the ministry. Nepal and Lithuania have been enjoying diplomatic relations since the 30th of December in 2005. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says the Strait of Hormuz is completely open to commercial ships for the remainder of the ceasefire, according to the BBC. In a statement on X, he said, in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon, the passage for all the commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of the ceasefire. On the coordinated route, as already announced by Ports and Maritime Organization of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The confirmation came as the UK and France hosted a meeting with dozens of other countries to discuss freedom of navigation in the Strait. The US announced it would begin a naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz earlier this week after Iran had effectively closed the world's busiest world shipping channel for weeks. 2 weeks, Iran-US ceasefire is due to expire on the 22nd of April. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has just posted on Truth Social saying Iran has just announced that the Strait of Iran is fully open and ready for full passage. He welcomed the move, thanking Iran. Myanmar's former President Win Myint, detained since a 2021 military coup, was freed on Friday after a mass amnesty which, according to a source close to pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, also reduced her sentence, AFP reports. Win Myint and Suu Kyi, the 80-year-old Nobel Peace Prize laureate, led Myanmar during a decade-long experiment with civilian rule that was abruptly halted by the coup. The former president, who served the 2018, was pardoned of convictions handed down during the post-pause period of military rule and released on Friday. Suu Kyi, meanwhile, remains detained, serving a sentence rights group decry as a politically motivated move to hobble her National League for Democracy, NLD, party. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The hill and Himalayan regions of the Kusi and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces, will generally experience cloudy conditions, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The remaining hilly regions will have partly cloudy skies, while the Torai regions will have mainly fair weather. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the Kusi and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. फेडरल पार्लियामेन्ट इलेक्ट चेयरपर्सन्स अफ 12 थिमेटिक कम्पनीज Committees for the Communications Minister Dr. Vikram Timulsena says arrangement to print and hand over license within 24 hours of paying revenue after trial pass comes into implementation. Labour Ministry mandates overseas recruitment agencies to comply with relevant provisions. And Iran says Strait of Hormuz is completely open to commercial ships for remainder of ceasefire. Trump welcomes the move, thanking Iran. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepalnews.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.